your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. The rule of law may suffer new and irreparable damage. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a Democratic reaction to the probe into the Russia probe being elevated to a criminal inquiry. The chairman of the House Intel and Judiciary Committee has also called the attorney general a vehicle for President Trump's political revenge. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
The Justice Department now looking into whether the FBI's investigation into President Trump's ties to Russia was influenced by anti-Trump sentiments. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham on Fox's Hannity last night praised the move by the attorney general.
Was there any wrongdoing by DOJ and the FBI? Somebody's got to watch those who watch us.
The move gives John Durham, the prosecutor leading the administrative review, the power to subpoena documents and witness testimony. President Trump has repeatedly attacked the Russia investigation and has referred to it as a witch hunt. Dave?
And John, the president also tweeted about Tim Ryan the day after the Democrat dropped out of the presidential race. He wrote that, see, Tim, it's not so easy out there if you don't know what you're doing. Another candidate low in the polls, Tulsi Gabbard, is staying in the race by dropping out of another in Hawaii.
I will not be seeking re-election to Congress in 2020.
Hillary Clinton had suggested Gabbard's a Russian asset who will try to get the president reelected. Gabbard calls that a smear from a warmonger. China taking shots at Vice President Pence, calling what he said yesterday full of arrogance, hypocrisy, political prejudice, and lies. Pence pulled a pro-democracy protest. The pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, we stand with you. And he called out the NBA over its handling of a GM supporting those in Hong Kong.
Some of the NBA's biggest players and owners who routinely exercise their freedom to criticize this country lose their voices when it comes to the freedom and rights for the people of China.
On Wall Street, stock futures lower ahead of the opening bell this hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Wi-Fi is spelled W-I-F-I. Unfortunately for many people, it also spells T-M-I, as in too much information. Because Wi-Fi, whether public or right in your own home, even if it's password protected, isn't always private. Cybercriminals can use Wi-Fi to steal information you send and receive while online, whether that's credit card numbers, account login info, or your social security number. To help put a stop to TMI on Wi-Fi, you need Norton Secure VPN. That's Norton Secure Virtual Private Network. Simply install, log in once, and it uses bank-grade encryption for your personal information. Norton Secure VPN immediately helps keep your online activity on mobile devices and laptops private every time you're connected. Norton Secure VPN starts at $333 a month with an annual subscription. Go to norton.com/VPN. Don't let Wi-Fi, public or in your own home, mean TMI. Get Norton Secure VPN ASAP. After all, it's from Norton, the leader in consumer cybersecurity. Go to norton.com/VPN. Protection starts at less than $4 a month. Terms apply.
President Trump also tweeted this morning again that we will bring our soldiers back home from the Middle East. ISIS is secured. But not all of them are ready to return. In fact, some will be going back to Syria.
Defense officials say hundreds of American soldiers are likely heading to northeast Syria, along with battle tanks for the first time. The American tanks will come from a unit already deployed to the Middle East. The news comes one day after President Trump announced a permanent ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurdish fighters. The president said the, quote, small number of troops would secure oil fields in eastern Syria and remain in the region. It's the same area where U.S. gunships last year killed hundreds of Russian mercenaries who threatened American troops. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
A Russian woman who had pleaded guilty to being in the U.S. and working on behalf of Russia's government without registering as an agent will be set free today from jail in Florida. But Maria Butina will then be flown by ICE agents back to Moscow. A barely contained wildfire is still burning in Sonoma County, California. Nearly 50 homes have burned. About 50,000 people have evacuated homes. Another fire near Los Angeles burned down 6 homes.
And it was horrible. And it was just going so fast.
The head of Amazon may soon be ousted from his position as the world's richest person.
Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos will reportedly drop to the number 2 spot on the list of richest people in the world, ousted by Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. The ranking, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, won't be official until the markets close today. The drop is due to the stock tumble Amazon took in trading yesterday, while Microsoft's worth grew by 38% this year, upping the value of Gates' 1% stake and bringing his fortune to $107.5 billion. Bezos will have a net worth of more than $102 billion.
That's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities are investigating after a man was shot in the leg by someone firing from a vehicle on Thursday afternoon. Police were called out midday to Country Fair Drive and West White Street for a shooting. Two vehicles were apparently leaving the Gramercy Park apartment complex when someone in one vehicle fired at another vehicle and a 28-year-old man was hit. He was taken to a hospital for what was described as a non-life-threatening injury. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration said this week the state's bill backlog will hit $19 billion in 5 years if they don't come up with additional tax revenue. That amount is projected to be $5.9 billion when the current fiscal year ends on June 30th. The Journal Register says the report does not account for revenue that could come from recreational marijuana sales or the implementation of the progressive income tax that the governor is pushing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Kirk Cousins has been bad when the lights are the brightest. Kirk Cousins has been less than himself when the pressure is on. It's all that matters. All that matters is how you perform under pressure. Has he shown them that he's the type of guy that can get them over the hump and to the Super Bowl? This is the barometer. That's the metric. That's what makes him worth the money. That's what makes him better than Case Keenum. Not just the NFC Championship game, but going to the Super Bowl. But some random game in October does not prove that he can get them over the hump. Some random game in October does not prove he performs under pressure. I tend to think Kirk Cousins does not rise to the occasion. He does not perform under the spotlight. He doesn't do well in pressure, and he won't do well in the playoffs.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
So, guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
All right, 8:08, here you go. Here's your weather.
We got clouds at a high 56 expected, Stevie, down to around 41 this evening. Rain in the forecast tomorrow, but mild, high 55, low 47. Up to 62 with mostly sunny conditions on Sunday, down to around 40. Right now we're at 45. ESPN 93.5.
Well, my oldest son, Nathaniel, taking the PE exam today. I have already said a prayer for him. This is when you become a professional engineer. There are several steps to this. It's an 8-hour exam. It is really, really hard to pass this, but it gives you another career designation. Brother Johnny's a PE. His son Matthew's a PE. Of course, my dad was a PE. But it's hard to get the PE. It's a lot of work. So I'm rooting and praying for my son today.
And what is PE again?
A professional engineer.
Professional engineer.
It puts you to
Not physical education.
No, no. I told him I was a PE too, and I really like kickball.
Exactly.
That's what I told
him. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I had him. We'll see. See. Anyway, that's a big
physical engineer.
Eight. Professional engineer. It's a eight hour test.
That's, wow.
That's a lot of stuff, a lot of material. But coming out of the University of Illinois, may I? It is, you know, I just said I can't wear a Trump hat on campus. Whatever. And there'd be very few that would assault me. Maybe nobody, but there'd be somebody probably yell at me. I'm not going to do it. But back to the campus, we're number one in civil engineering. If you get in that, and listen, Nathaniel went to two other places to play golf.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know Lamar.
Lamar and then SIUE.
Okay, yeah.
Played golf there too. But you get here, and he was a civil engineer there, the other places, but it wasn't this. It was different. It was just so difficult. I mean, Christian's about to graduate with civil engineering, and he spent, 4 a.m. about every night at Granger last semester. I mean, that's what it took. It wasn't like, gosh, why don't you get your work done? No, that's the work. You just got to get it done.
Yeah.
So when you go to the University of Illinois to Urbana-Champaign and get your civil engineering degree, it's like Harvard Law. That's the kind of, in the circle of engineers, that's what that is. I mean, if you graduate and you can make it through in civil engineering in Illinois, you're going to get, name it, how many job offers you want. Because they know that. Everybody within that circle knows that.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. I mean, I couldn't even get algebra very easily. It's just interesting that we're all made up different.
I know that.
Okay.
Well, and for that matter, my daughter Gabby went up to Milwaukee to interview for corporate with Kohl's, and they made an offer her after that.
That's so impressive. And I'm telling
you, day of interview.
All the
five different people.
Well, there's you know, Gabby is not only gifted in the fashion area and creative, but she's also serving her country. And I know that I bet you that nobody else applying for that job is serving their country right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
In the Illinois National Guard.
If I'm hiring, and I know that tells me you've got discipline, it tells me you've got some patriotism, whatever else is in there. It's just a deeper deal. If we see somebody that's served, I'm telling you, there's a bigger level of respect. And then she doesn't look like somebody that would serve.
Right.
That's
right.
Wait a minute, you're a soldier?
Exactly.
Anyway, congratulations to Gabby.
Thank you.
Real exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wouldn't that be fun to welcome in your brand new refrigerator for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Get up
ready
there,
for the
take
holidays.
A peek, they'll deliver, they got financing.
Maybe you need a new dishwasher, maybe you need a new microwave.
I'm kind of skeptical. I'm kind of like the grill and the little starter button. Yeah, right. They never work very long. I'm skeptical about the dishwashers that, you know, put this cascade in and you don't have to pre-wash. You have to pre-wash. And maybe they've got a dishwasher that will let me just put stuff in there, but do you trust that?
I know.
It never.
I mean, you might as well.
I need to go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and buy a dishwasher and try it.
Exactly.
I get all the bells. Anyway, they'll take care of whatever appliance you need because that's all they do. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they're located on Neal. Drive up toward the mall before you get to the mall, before you get to I-74 Interchange, right-hand side of the road. And their people know all about their product.
Uh-huh.
And they're home with a 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Start online at appliance-world.com.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at BigGroveTavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of Fighting Illini Athletics, is proud to announce the release of their second annual Pink Ribbon Volleyball T-shirt in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The $25 long-sleeve T-shirts are available now online at GameDaySpirit.com, in stores, or at each home volleyball game through the month of October. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Mills Breast Cancer Institute right here in Champaign-Urbana. Help the fight against breast cancer with Illinois Volleyball and Game Day Spirit, and go Illini.
Here you go with sports headlines.
And good to hear Colleen talking about Game Day Spirit, and their game against Ohio State is tomorrow at 5 at Huff Hall, and you can get the pink at Game Day Spirit.
Hey, for volleyball?
Yeah.
We need to stuff Huff for this.
Yes.
These ladies have lost some really tough road games, and they're still massively talented, and I still think we're going to make a lot of noise with Chris Thomas's volleyball here coming up.
Mm-hmm. Volley for a Cure again tomorrow at 5. In soccer, Wisconsin ended up beating us 1-0. We've got Minnesota on Sunday. Of course, our football team is at Purdue in West Lafayette at 11 a.m. It's a battle for the cannon, which the overall series is tied at 44 apiece. Boilermakers currently hold the cannon title after that 46-7 win last season.
Yeah.
So we've kind of got a grudge match going, and we're coming off that Wisconsin win.
You just want to remember.
Yeah.
They beat me by 39 on my home field. Ooh. That's embarrassing.
Uh-huh. Well, Ohio State and Wisconsin will be one of the Big Ten games that people are watching tomorrow at 11 also. Number 20, Iowa, is at Northwestern. Number 6, Penn State, is at Michigan State at 2:30. And then one of the marquee games is number 19, Michigan and Notre Dame at 6:30 tomorrow night. So just take note of some of those teams. We've also got football to talk about in NFL action with Kirk Cousins, 23 of 26 for 285 yards as Minnesota beat Washington 19-9 yesterday. L.A. Chargers at Soldier Field to take on the Bears, Broncos and Colts, Arizona in New Orleans, and the late game in the evening Sunday night will be Green Bay at Kansas City.
That's a good one, but Patrick Mahomes isn't going to play. He was out on the practice field apparently Wednesday, and people are saying, he had a dislocated kneecap a week ago. I don't think he's playing.
Huh.
But anyway, Aaron Rodgers, that's the concern about the Bears, is that Minnesota and Green Bay are really good, and Detroit's pretty good, too.
Right.
Whole division's tough.
It's true.
Man.
On ice, St. Louis over L.A., 5-2. Philadelphia over the Blackhawks, 4-1. We have the World Series tonight. Of course, it's Game 3, and the Nationals are up by 2 games. Houston is in D.C. Annabelle Sanchez on the mound for the Nationals, and the Astros have Zach Greinke.
Yep.
So, there you go.
This Zuckerberg, owner of Facebook, he was on Capitol Hill. They were asking about, you know, fact checking his.
Oh yeah, with the political stories especially.
And again, I don't know how to say this. Who does his hair? You know how cropped that is up there. I mean, it looks like literally somebody got a bowl, maybe a Tupperware circle, and just kind of cut around the edges. I mean, it's the worst hair ever.
Have to look into
Mark,
that.
Mark Zuckerberg. Look at an image of Mark Zuckerberg. And I'm telling you, maybe that's just his thing, but it's just an odd.
You know, someone who always has good hair is Kent Brown.
It's always so coiffed. It's just amazing. Is that the word, coiffed? Let's check your weather.
We've got a high 56 with the clouds, 41 our low tonight, 55 the high tomorrow, and a 100% chance of showers, down to 47 in the evening. Mostly sunny by Sunday and a high 62, 45 now. ESPN 93.5.
I would simply have a little more play on the forehead. I would just bring a little hair down on that mark. Anyway, no call from him. He's not responding.
I see.
Kent Brown, I'm actually looking forward to football. Let's go.
Go Illini.
820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon's summer quarter was disappointing as it spent more to speed up delivery to Prime members. Amazon's earnings dropped 26% from a year ago. Intel's quarter was stronger than expected. The chipmaker is seeing increased spending on its chips for data centers, which are used in cloud computing. Subaru is recalling Impreza and Crosstech models in the U.S. for two different problems. There's an engine computer issue and a possible faulty valve. The recall includes more than 400,000 cars in the 2017 through 19 model years. The brewer of Budweiser is reporting a disappointing quarter. Anheuser-Busch InBev is warning its full year will be weaker than expected because sales growth in the U.S. is slowing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm Neil Gavito from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casmere, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carol. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
October is the month to save big on flooring from Flooring Surfaces. You'll find great deals in our beautifully redesigned showroom. Deals like burnt mahogany maple is a beautiful hand-scraped hardwood, now just $2.99 per square foot. Save 30% off any in-stock carpet and get a free padding upgrade with your purchase. In-stock porcelain tile is now 30% off list price. If you want great deals on premium floors, see Flooring Surfaces today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Watch the Pumpkins fly through the Rantoul sky on November 2nd and 3rd at the old Chanute Air Force Base. Marvel at the high and low tech machines that can chunk a pumpkin over 4,000 feet. There'll be vendors, a kids zone, and live music in the beer garden. It's going to be a chunkin' great time for only $10 per person per day, and kids 10 and under get in for free. So visit pumpkinchunkin.com. That's PUNKINCHUNKIN.com to get your tickets now.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
October is National Orthodontics Month, and your friends at Illini Smiles Dental in Champaign are celebrating and giving you the opportunity to save. Millions of smiles have been perfected with braces. Get your best smile by scheduling an appointment with an orthodontic specialist at Illini Smiles Dental on Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Now through the end of October, coming for a free consultation, and you will be entered in a drawing to receive half off your full set of braces. Call 356-3335. Illini Smiles at 356-3335.
After years of hard work, ensure your efforts pay off, literally. Busey promises to make your money work for you. With more than 150 years of strength and service, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's really exciting to review with Kent Brown the victory we had last Saturday. Now, I understand it's over, and Lovey was pretty ready to go for Purdue on Monday. But you got to tell me, though, Kent Brown, what was that like on the field? We had a good shot to win. It was a pretty good look for James McCourt, but it wasn't for sure, and it went right down the middle.
Yeah, it sliced right down the middle, and I saw the ball go over. I immediately rushed, tried to find Lovey to get him with Big Ten Network, Rick Pizzo, the sideline reporter, so I tracked him, and all of a sudden it took a little bit for the students to get down because they had to go out. They wouldn't let them come down those stairs because it's too dangerous, so they had to kind of go out and around and come back. But it was, so the average age on the field for about the first 30 seconds to a minute was like you and I, Stevie.
Older,
I
mean, yeah. The older people gentlemen.
Who also rushed the field in 1983.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Ohio State game here. Yeah.
Iowa.
Yeah.
All those, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were students. I was, anyway, at that time.
I was working for ABC as a stringer, and the stadium shook. We had 76,000 people.
Yeah.
Didn't they have folding chairs on the floor?
Yeah, because it was like Band Aid, too, or something.
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so... all of a sudden, all the people of our generation were remembering what it was like in 1983 to be on a win like that, and then all the students started filling in, and it was bedlam down there. It was really fun. It was great. Our students and the fans got a chance to experience that.
I was just so happy for you, for Lovey, for Josh, all the people that put so much energy into this, and the criticisms abound when you have fans/fanatics. Now we have a football coach. We can focus on the last five games. He's my guy. He beat Wisconsin. It's the biggest upset of the year in college football.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees with that. And I said it was going to be the biggest upset in Illinois home history, being that big of an underdog, because we never that 30-point underdog at home. And we were, and we beat him.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that after the game. Have we ever had a win like this? And, those of us who work in college athletics tend to stay away from point spreads and discussing that because we've been told forever. Don't bet on it, right? And we can't talk about gambling and all that, but that's a measuring point.
Yeah.
But if you look back over time, when we had some of our biggest wins and biggest upsets, they were always on the road.
Yeah, at Ohio State, but we were a good football team.
And that's what I'm saying. We had good teams, and some of those biggest wins have always been good teams. Our record was not 2-4,
right?
And so to see it happen like this, I think internally we always kind of felt like it's that mental block. Okay, can you get past that? Can you get over it? Can you finish those games? We couldn't finish against Nebraska. We didn't finish against, obviously, Eastern Michigan. We didn't
finish against Michigan. Yeah.
We were right in the game there. And now, so all of a sudden push through and you get in. So now can you carry that over? And that's what everybody wants to do. Coaches and the players all have a 24-hour rule. So by Sunday night, they were all focused on Purdue.
Good.
Those of us around us, around the outside a little bit, on the edge.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we could still celebrate all week, right? Yeah.
It's been nonstop for me. No, but we, somebody told me this week, because that's a conversation wherever you go. It's to start out with what a win. And then they said, I'll be more impressed if we win tomorrow than I was last Saturday because of the hangover. And I think I've used the golf analogy, if you break 70, or you break 80 or whatever your number is, you then believe you can. And I think something like that might have happened.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
I know from talking to Coach, because he did some extra media stuff this week and set up
different
interviews. It's great. He understands
that's
part of it.
Yeah.
But also by Tuesday, he's like, I'm exhausted. People have to understand we've moved on. It's not his first rodeo, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's been through some big games.
He knows about that,
Purdue's not thinking about Wisconsin. Yeah. They lost to Iowa, and they're wanting to get back on the field. Our guys all had to turn the page real quick.
Right.
And so, as exhausted as he was talking about it, everybody had to move forward. But it was interesting this week, the week prior to that, we had announced the Irish trip.
Yeah.
And James McCourt was born in Dublin, lived there for 8 years, and actually talked to the Lord Mayor shortly after the announcement and stuff. And so there was some. So the Lord Mayor tweeted at James after the game and congratulating all this stuff. And all of a sudden, we were kind of inundated by Irish media requests for James.
Ooh,
so we did a phone call Wednesday with James that had eight different Irish media outlets on
you
the
gotta
phone.
You've got to be kidding me.
With,
wow.
With James.
A presser in Dublin.
Yeah.
Now, wait, is he from? I don't understand. He's an Irish citizen.
He was born, and he and his family lived in Dublin for 8 years until his parents moved to Florida for job purposes.
But he was born there.
But he was born and lived there for 8 years and still has a lot of family.
Dual citizenship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think he's... either dual or he's applying to be a citizen. But
amazing coincidence.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So it all kind of played out. But anyway, we had an international phone call with eight different media outlets the other day.
Well, that's what I would call fortuitous as far as the timing and the lining of that up for a guy from Dublin.
Yeah.
He's going to kick a game winner in the biggest upset of the year. Come on, man.
It was great.
Well, more people are interested in looking at that trip now. I mean, listen, to change.
Hey, Nebraska fans are. I know that.
Well,
they sold a ton of packages, and our numbers are steadily going, but we got a ways to go, and we got a couple years to get there.
Right. We got a couple years. I just think it changes so much when you actually say, "What day is this?" Oh, great, we have a game Saturday. I mean, I'm looking forward to it because I don't know what's going to happen, but I know my team is better than we were last year, and we didn't see in the W's, but we have better athletes out there. I think our running guys are pretty good, and I'm telling you. Reggie's great, and I love Dre Brown. I thought his run at the end of that ball game when he was a bowling ball bouncing off guys, it showed the spirit and said, we're not losing.
Big-time play.
Loved it.
Everybody had to have a part in that. The two takeaways that we got to set that up
How
were
huge.
How about
Jake Hansen? What is that?
Yeah.
How do you take the ball away in the speed of that game?
It's a skill.
He leads America with 7. The all-time NCAA record's 10. They got 5 games left. Yeah. Wow.
He's got a real knack for it, and that's something that Lovey is impressed upon since day one, and sometimes it just takes a little time for it all to figure out how to do it, because it is a skill. It's something they work on every day.
Lovey never talks about it, and I get it, but I mean, we looked like we got banged up. Are we going to be okay for tomorrow? We don't know.
We'll have
game day decision? Defensive line guys, we have any clue? I mean, game time decisions? You don't say that.
Yeah,
all right, I want to get you in trouble.
As Lovey would like to say, generally, as a general rule, unless there's a season ending injury, we don't normally talk
about
good.
That. We'll see who shows up.
And then, of course, we got West Lafayette tomorrow, but Dad's Day weekend's going to be great. 2:30 kick against Rutgers.
Yeah, so. Next week. Looking forward to that next home game. And so, hey, tomorrow, hopefully folks that go take their rain gear. Looks like it's going to be a little wet.
Drive to Westland in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Beef house. I mean, go.
It's very easy to get there.
Yeah. And we got trick-or-treating with the Stars.
Yes, we do. Urban Basketball Complex. That's from 3 to 5 with the U of I women's basketball team on Sunday.
On Sunday. That'll be fun. That's a big event. Last year, I think they were a little overwhelmed by the number of participants that showed up. And so they doubled up on the candy this year to make sure everybody gets what they came for.
Exactly. So. Thanks to the U of I Community Credit Union and Chambana Moms for being in on that, too. So looking forward to that. Of course, the Pink Out at 5 o'clock at Huff Hall tomorrow against Ohio State.
Volleyball, big match. They had 3 unbelievably tough road matches, and they could have... I thought 2 of them, they really were in position, and 3 of them probably, if they played. They played really well. Just could not finish at Penn State the other night. It was really tough.
Mm-hmm.
But this is... They got a long season, and no one... I defy anybody in the country to play 3 straight road games against those 3 teams.
I looked at it and I said, that's a 3rd straight against a ranked, highly ranked team.
Top 10, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, well, it's a Big Ten.
It's crazy.
That's a Big Ten of volleyball. It's amazing.
I tell you, Chris has a really good team. I mean, they've just lost some. Listen, things even out. I predict they get hot at the end.
Yeah.
I told somebody yesterday, I think we were talking inside, that we're the type of team that we get in the NCAA tournament and somebody, we got a lot of work to do before we can host. And so, but if we show up
fun.
In somebody's bracket, they're going to like, oh man, we got to play Illinois.
No question. And that was fun hosting, by the way.
Talking about volleyball, Ken, Mike Ebert passed away
at
the age of 75 this week.
Yeah, Mike was a special guy to a lot of people, and his time here he took Illinois volleyball from just very average to below average to the elite and to Final Four, and really changed how volleyball was perceived in the Midwest, because it was a West Coast Southern sport only. And all of a sudden, Illinois was playing with the Stanfords and the USCs at the Final Fours.
Yeah,
And we were the first Northern school, Midwest school, to really make that jump. And Mike was totally behind that. And so, very sad. I know he's struggled with Parkinson's for several years. And You know, he would come back through occasionally, and he would pop his head in the door and, hey, Ken, how's it going? Mm-hmm. And, you know, catch up for a couple minutes. And so certainly going to miss him. He was a legend in the sport and a giant, as one of the all-time great Illinois coaches as well. And the impact he had on the sport of volleyball, the Champaign-Urbana community,
yep,
is hard to really.
Well, look what he did in Minnesota. I mean, he was fantastic in Minnesota, too.
Yeah, you know, left here and went to Minnesota.
Yeah,
and
wrote a book. I mean, he wrote a book before
he
left. Anyway, Mike Heber passes away at 75. Well, go get him. What the heck? Let's play it. We'll see what happens. They're a favorite over their home field, but their seats remaining. If people want to drive over and wear your orange, come on, man. And I just really struggle with telling Wisconsin they got a good little ball club, keep your dollar. I can't do that. I just can't help it. Anyway, it was a great win, and let's go get them at Purdue. Let's go. Let's get to a bowl, man. Let's go.
You know, I've watched the Big Ten Network has a Big Ten in 60. It's like a 60-minute compilation that narrows down the game to 60 minutes. I've watched that like 10 times this week. Illinois wins every. We still win every time. Well, waiting for a different inning. It just never comes.
Jeremy Warner said we won the battle in the trenches. And again, how does that? These are Wisconsin. They're really, really good.
We did. There's several things. I know we got to get off the air here, but the Weatherspoon where he grabbed the guy by the ankle,
huge,
and stopped at the three, and all of a sudden they played smash mouth, and we held them out in three straight runs, and they did the right thing by kicking the field goal, but that was a huge play, you know? And so there's things like that really. Make you feel like
one
there's
for the ages.
The steps forward.
One for the ages.
No doubt.
Let's get some more. Kent Brown, thank you. Always appreciate it.
ILL.
I&I. It's Kent Brown, ESPN, 93.5.
Think Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner today. We recently did a taste testing, and the people eating were pleased to say the least.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Look at my plate. Ooh, look at that.
This is the money. That was good.
Stop by Rosati's Pizza today and you'll be pleased too. Wings, pasta, pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. Make it Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
I am a veteran. I lost both legs in Vietnam.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was getting my benefits and a good education.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. I didn't want to admit it, but I have PTSD.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding help and learning that I wasn't alone.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign. As the kids enjoy the playground, and the petting zoo and the country store at Curtis Orchard, featuring delicious apple cider, apple crisp donuts and pies, your favorite comfort foods made from scratch at the Flying Monkey Cafe. Come visit Curtis Orchard. Open now Monday through Saturday 9 to 6 and on Sundays 11 to 6. 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign at CurtisOrchard.com.
Wisconsin 23, Illinois 21. McCourt for the win.
Tickets today at FightingIllini.com. Be loud, wear orange, and join the fight.
A law enforcement officer of the month. That has a nice ring to it.
It really does. I'm going to get that like a plaque or something.
You started in Champaign Police Department around March of 2014. Let's talk about that journey from St. Louis to Champaign. How did that happen?
Yes, back in 2010, me and 40 other candidates started off in our academy in St. Louis. We did something that hadn't been done in quite a long time. We all graduated 40 strong. Everyone in that group graduated. So that was a great accomplishment. And then, of course, we became police officers.
So let's end with something nice. Like, what do you like to do in your free time?
Oh, man. Vacationing, traveling, riding motorcycles, being with my family.
Well, you're an excellent guy to come on into our studios and
be
featured here at CBJ Broadcasting as our Law Enforcement Officer of the Month. We're glad to pat you on the back. Officer Kelly Walton, Champaign Police Department.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK Today.com.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The investigation into how the Russia probe began, now a criminal investigation. Fox's Griff Jenkins says Democrats aren't happy.
The chairman of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, had this warning. These reports, if true, raise profound new concerns that the Department of Justice under Attorney General William Barr has lost its independence and become a vehicle for President Trump's political revenge.
But the president's defenders telling Fox News,
what are they afraid of? If you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to be afraid of.
That was counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, on this morning. And the Washington Nationals squaring off against the Houston Astros in Game 3 tonight in the nation's capital.
Fans can start coming into the park at 5 p.m. tonight. It is going to be crazy. More than 41,000 people here. The Nationals have a lot of momentum going into this, winning the first two games.
Fox's Julian Mealy. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 2 years in prison is the sentence for a man who cut off the electronic monitoring bracelet he was wearing while on parole 2 years ago. In August, 22-year-old Shamario Brown pleaded guilty to escape. At the time, he was on supervised release for convictions for aggravated battery to a police officer and aggravated unlawful use of weapons. A new economic impact study says if the University of Illinois Willard Airport added two daily flights to and from Washington, D.C., it would draw 12,000 more visitors a year to Champaign County. The News Gazette says the report does not say the service between Willard and Dulles airports is coming, but if that service was added, it would add $8.3 million to the local economy and lead directly or indirectly to 89 new jobs. It is the first economic impact study like this since 2016. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we play high school football on Friday nights around here. I don't know if anybody knows more about high school football than Marley Weirda, Channel 3. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
She's been going out and catching all the hot games and being in the spot. Where are you going tonight for Channel 3?
So I am going to Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. They host Villa Grove Heritage. It's a mouthful, but yeah. It's going to be all those cogs, man, I'll tell you. But this is a really critical game for both teams because they're both at 5 wins. So basically, what either team wants to do, obviously they want to win, but what that would do was give them a guaranteed spot for the playoffs. And if they lose, they're kind of sticking around to play the waiting game, you know, because to know if their playoff points will get them into the postseason. So really, winning has never been more important kind of than it is right now. But that's kind of also the case for some of those teams that are at 4 wins because they need to win to at least qualify, and then they'll see if those playoff points can get them in. So LAH and Villa Grove Heritage tonight battling for a guaranteed spot in the playoffs.
Okay, so St. Joe Ogden at Monticello, another
good,
pretty good one, huh?
Good one.
Yeah. Yes, that is another good one. They are in the same place as well, where they both need to get to that 5-win mark. Monticello, you know, they were in the postseason last year, won the state championship,
yeah.
So they're kind of battling a little bit of adversity this year. You know, they lost a few to to graduation, and this is kind of showing. So I feel like they're really going to try and get back to the postseason this year. And St. Joe, I know they've been trying to push past that glass ceiling of just trying to break that 5-win mark for, you know, the past 3 or 4 years, I think it's been. So this would be a good win for them.
All right. Two of the area teams that are really good, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley, they're at Deer Creek, Mackinac, wherever that is. And Unity is at Bloomington Central Catholic. Are the Rockets going to win tonight?
You know, I'll give it to them. They're at 7 wins so far this season. I think they have a little bit of momentum rolling into it. So definitely a winnable game for them. And same thing for Gibson City as well. I mean, they're two-time back-to-back champions. So they're kind of guaranteed to get back there this year. So those are kind of two of the big giants that we see around here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Marley Weirda, WCIA Sports, she'll be covering it. Watch her on Channel 3 tonight. You do a really good job. Keep it going. Getting close to the playoffs. Getting close
That's
to the playoffs.
Right.
I know. I can't believe it. Last game of the regular season tonight.
Well, have a great night. We'll be watching.
All right. Thanks,
Marley Weirda. Nice kid.
She's awesome.
ESPN 93.5.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This quarterback really knows how to run this team, which is why we mic'd him up before the game. Let's listen in on how he got him ready on that last play.
Blue 49. Blue 49. Eckridge, Eckridge, Eckridge. Carolina double. Carolina double. Grill, grill, grill. Ham off the bone. Home game. Home game. Hot, 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 hot. Eckridge deli meat sandwich.
Now that is a quarterback that knows how to handle a home gate. Eckridge, you do you.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Houlihan's is the perfect choice to wind down this time of year with that special someone.
I love their Tuesday Live in the Lounge feature with music playing after work.
Plus, the happy apps and drink specials happen throughout the week, 4 to 6 p.m. and 9 till close.
If you want to meet friends or clients, have a great meal and chat, Houlihan's is classy with great service, food, and drinks. And Sunday brunch, 9 to 2.
Houlihan's in the I Hotel and Conference Center at 1st and St. Mary's Road.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
ESPN 93.5 The Drive and Stephanie Pratt, the realtor who rocks real estate market. Now sending you another rock show. This time it's Cinderella's Tom Kiefer from with L.A. Guns live at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. It's coming up Saturday, November 2.
That'll be fun.
Plus you get a ride with Stephanie to and from the show in a sweet limousine.
Larry's limousine.
Yep, Larry's limousine. To get qualified, listen between 4 and 6 of The Drive. Derek Piper, long day, Derek Piper. When the guys tell you to text, send one in. You'll be qualified to win tickets and a limo ride with Stephanie Pratt, Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, and ESPN 93.5's The Drive. Couple of texts.
Yes, one says Monticello is 5-3 from a Sages fan with that SJO game tonight when Marley came on. Mike from Sedoris had mentioned when Kent Brown was talking about our Illini win against Wisconsin. Great win, but the loss to Purdue could mean this win is a fluke.
I don't think I would agree with that. We're like a 10-point underdog. It's not like we're supposed to go roll Purdue. You got to beat Rutgers. That's in a week. Rutgers is a team we can beat, for sure. So I'm excited about that because that could get us to 4 wins. But I don't know. I think that Purdue is doable, and I think it'll be a very good football game. I don't know if we'll win, but beating Wisconsin in a game like that doesn't ever go away. You got that. Now let's build on that. That's the key. You got to build on it, huh?
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center. I have lower back pain. What should I do?
A common thread I see with these patients is tightness in their hamstrings. So if you have low back pain, try stretching your hamstrings out consistently. By improving the mobility in these muscles, you will improve your low back's ability to move and absorb different forces, which will reduce irritation and pain.
Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
Mulder Financial is your one-stop mortgage shop. I'm Jay Lehman, former All-American for the University of Illinois. I'm now a licensed real estate agent, and I get to work with mortgage brokers all the time. But who do I prefer most, and who do I use to put a loan on my own home? Mulder Financial. Quick pre-approval. Great rates. Mulder Financial, your one-stop mortgage shop. Visit MulderFinancial.com or in person at the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the Crossing to start your journey now.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi, do it.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Psalms chapter 104 verse 24 says, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creations. Blossom Basket Florist celebrates the creatures of God's creation. From exquisite centerpieces for your Thanksgiving table, give a daisy bowl for your birthday gift. Tell your partner you love them with the Love Struck bouquet. Pop into Blossom Basket Florist, 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana, 2522 Village Green Place in Champaign. Celebrate the flowers of God's creation or celebrate the loved one that God created.
Here we go. Weather for your weekend looks like what?
Up to 56 today with the clouds, 41 our low tonight. Rainy tomorrow with a high 55, low 47. Up to 62 with mostly sunny conditions on Sunday, down to 40. That's good for folks who are standing in line for the 3 o'clock opening at the Ubbin Basketball Complex, 4th and St. Mary's Road, as we have our trick-or-treating with the stars event totally free and fun to tap into. Speaking of free, Rosati's.
Yeah, 10:30 today. Go to GoSteever.com. Learn all about it. Rosati's lights up at 10:30. You have to be registered to have your password. Registered and password. You get $30 of Rosati's pizza. Yum, yum. Mm-hmm. 10:30. Lights up 10:30. Learn all about it at GoSteever.com.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Chris Hogan rocked the house as one of the speakers at this year's Live to Lead. He was amazing. Chris is a national bestseller and radio host. Here are some nuggets from Chris's talk at Live to Lead. An excuse is the skin of a lie wrapped in a reason. The definition of a thief, a leader who takes all the credit. Leadership has nothing to do with titles. A servant leader is humble. A servant leader asks questions. A servant leader listens. A servant leader follows up. A servant leader follows through. A servant leader helps the team grow. Chris was absolutely on fire. He said much more at this year's Live to Lead, and it may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, don't worry. Do an incredible feedback and demand. We're rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. We filled 3 rooms last time, and seats are limited. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and bring your team with you.
Yeah, I would do that. In fact, I could do that again. It's one of those where you could watch it again.
Yes.
And get nuggets of information. They're tremendous. We were there the first time,
And again, December 10, Habib.com. I guarantee it'll lift you up in some way.
I took so many notes and was so motivated coming out of there.
Well, if I tell you you're crummy and you're a bad person all day, you're going to feel bad. If I tell you you can do something and it's possible, and wow, look at these stories, and how did they, they overcame that.
Yeah.
Then you can do it.
Exactly.
And that's what the whole thing is about. And Habib is all about that. Very positive man, just a great guy, and he wants to lift the community up. So if you want to do your office a favor or somebody in your life a favor, December 10, HabibHabib.com. You're sitting there at a desk where you can, they've got the tables where you've got a place to write, and you're watching these speakers on these big screens, and it's inspiring. It really, really is. I just can't tell you how much I think you ought to do it.
I love it.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. With a busy weekend ahead, we got the Fighting Illini, a whole bunch of sports, including football. What's happening? Can we win? You bet we can. You kidding me? After last Saturday? You bet we can. And then Trick or Treating with the Stars, 3 o'clock at Ubbin for thousands. It's going to be awesome. So enjoy your weekend. I'll meet you back on the radio with Diane on Monday morning. Thank you so much. ESPN 93.5. Jeremy Warner is coming up next. Again, thanks for tuning in. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Hey, it's Stephanie Pratt, your realtor that rocks the real estate market with Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group. Come with me and let's shake, shake all night long. That's right. It's time for another Rockin' Realtor giveaway. Join me, ESPN's The Drive, and Larry's Limousine Service as we rock our way up to St. Charles to see Tom Kiefer, formerly of Cinderella, November 2nd. You won't want to miss Tom Kiefer, formerly of Cinderella, and we're not talking Disney, with ESPN and me, Stephanie Pratt, your realtor that rocks. Listen to Lon and Derek to open the text lines on The Drive. When they do, text the correct phrase or word, and you'll be qualified to win 2 tickets to the show with me and the limo ride with Larry's Limousine Service. It's another Rockin' Realtor giveaway, this time to see Tom Kiefer, formerly of Cinderella, with me, Stephanie Pratt, and The Drive on ESPN. Get more details at StephaniePrattHomes.com.
Lace up your running shoes Sunday, November 3rd to make this year's Illini Dads Weekend a special one by participating in the Illini Dads Association inaugural 5K Fun Run. Registration starts at 7 a.m. with the run beginning at 8:30, located on the beautiful University of Illinois Arboretum at 2001 South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. We'll be there on race day playing music, handing out goodies, and sharing in the experience. Plus, Illini Athletic Director Josh Whitman will lead the runners and walkers as they make their way through the park. It's the Illini Dads Association inaugural 5K Fun Run on Sunday, November 3rd. Cost is $35 per person, is open to everyone, and it includes a commemorative T-shirt. The Illini Dads Association is the longest-running collegiate parent association in the country. Visit IlliniDads.com to register today. That's IlliniDads.com.
Checked out the reviews of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
The holidays are coming up, and I need to replace my old stove and microwave. I am sick of them. First, we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they had this gorgeous black stainless steel range with a matching over-the-range microwave on sale for over $700 off. It has durable cast iron grates and a griddle, self-clean and convection. They both came with a 3-10-year protection plan and 0% financing for the whole year. But we wanted to check out the big box lumberyard, too. We like to never find anybody to help us. was. They did have the same things there, but when we compared price, warranty, delivery, installation, and everything, we went back to Dick Van Dyke and saved $250 over the big box. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your two-story in Champaign, Urbana during the month of October. Get ready for the holiday cooking and save hundreds of dollars. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.